So Much of Theory, by Krishna's Mercy.
सेई साधु गुरु समुझी सिखी राम भक्ति थिरताई। लरिकाई को पैरिबो तुलसी बिसरी न जाए।
Quote, Tulsi says to follow and learn from the soldiers and the spiritual master for devotion to Sri Rama that will stay, like children learning to swim and never forgetting or losing the ability later in life. Dohavli, 140.
For following the Bhakti way of life, to be immersed in the culture, to change out of the clothes of Maya association and into the garb of a saintly person by consciousness, there is a host of information available. The entirety of Vedic literature could be said to serve this purpose, as glorification of the Almighty is itself a means of devotion. At the same time, there is only so far I can go with theoretical information. If I wanted to win a trivia contest, I could read and read. I could make up practice tests and quiz myself. I could become an expert in quoting different verses, using the particular context as an avenue for the exhibition of my erudition. But what if I really want that devotion to stay? What if I want to maintain the Bhakti spirit? What if I want to stay attached to the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead no matter the circumstances? Whether things are going well or I am facing constant difficulty. Whether I am rich or feeling the burden of desperation in trying to maintain a living. Goswami Tulsidas gives the advice to follow the sadhu and the guru. The sadhu is the saintly person. They cut to the heart of the matter through piercing words. They say that life in Maya is a waste of time. Only a fool would continue in that way. It is nonsense to try to extract a permanent benefit from something that has only temporary value. The guru is the spiritual master. It could be the officially recognized spiritual guide, a prominent personality known for their dedication, or someone we respect, like a mother or a father. Irrespective of the exact person, the common thread is that the sadhu and the guru exhibit devotion. They are attached to the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, who can be worshipped as Rama. Tulsidas gives the example of children learning to swim. They may not be up for it. They may be afraid at first. They may be apprehensive to try the techniques. They know the theory about what is needed to get moving, but they are hesitant to give it a try. The expert teacher shows the way. They tailor the instruction to match the nature of the student. Even if within a group setting, there is a showcasing of skills. In the simplest method, the student simply follows what the teacher does. Through imitation, through proper repetition, through dedication to the desire, the child can eventually learn to swim on their own. Afterwards, the tendency is to maintain the ability well into adulthood. There is a similar saying with riding a bicycle. Many years may pass since the last time I hopped on a bicycle. But once I return, everything comes back to me. The experience from childhood is not forgotten. In the same way, if we see how saintly people follow devotion to Rama, it will stay with us. It will not only be part of a book we read and later set aside. It will not be relegated to a fad or a phase of life that later becomes so distant that it feels like it never occurred. Rather, the devotion will become part of me. It will be attached to my very existence. I will experience for myself the meaning of Dharma, and I will feel forever indebted to those who showed me the way, who gave the practical example resulting from the theory. In closing, principles through theory known, but in action by sadhu shown, with key values instilled, that future day is filled, with devotion not to break, vision of Sitarama to take, even if sun is time quickly setting, never that first lesson forgetting.